Strange Adventure.
The driver brought the dust-covered stagecoach to a halt and called down to his only passenger.
That's Antelope Mountain up there. Just follow this trail. But you better take my advice and go on into Tucson with me. Bad country around here.
Jim Bullis stepped down into the dust and shouldered his pack.
I'll be careful. I'll get you on your next trip through.
Jim watched the stagecoach disappear around a turn in the road, then started up the narrow trail toward Antelope Mountain Mine and to the mystery of the Hermit's Gold. Years ago, two well-dressed men arrived in a nearby mining town. They let it be known that they were capitalists from the east out in this part of Arizona to buy up abandoned mining property. They had gone into the desert to inspect the Antelope Mountain Mine and had never been seen since. Yet now, years after the sudden disappearance, few men ventured into the vicinity of the abandoned mine. Those who did brought out strange tales of a bearded hermit frantically guarding the shaft. Jim Bullis, the writer, determined to solve the mystery. Darkness was falling when Jim Bullis reached the foot of Antelope Mountain and found the slender stream and made camp. As he bent over to fill his coffee pot, something crashed against his skull. When Jim regained consciousness, a feeling of surprise and then terror engulfed him. His hands and feet were bound with lengths of coarse rope. A pine knot torch smoked and sputtered a few feet away. By its light, he could see the walls of an old mine tunnel. A few feet away lay the skeleton of a man. Jim heard the padding of bare feet and looked up. A dirty, bearded, half-naked man entered the circle of dim light and walked slowly toward him. Finally, the old man spoke.
You come after my gold, didn't you? But you're not going to get it.
The stranger pointed toward the skeleton.
That's Ben, my partner. He wanted the gold, too. I'm going after my gun. Then you can keep Ben's silver company.
Jim watched the madman stalk away into the darkness, then tug hopelessly at his unyielding bonds. Jim struggled to a sitting position and wriggled to a spot where he had seen a rough rock outcropping in the tunnel wall. Finally, he managed to get a bit of the jagged stone between his bonds and sawed furiously. He had hardly freed himself when the hermit returned, a shotgun held in his grimy claw-like hands. Jim sprang from the shadows, driving the unwary man to the ground. A swift blow knocked out the old man, and Jim began to search the tunnel for a length of rope. In his search, he came upon a crude table. On it was a large police poster. It was faded and dusty, but the two photos and the notices below them were legible. Wanted for murder and bank robbery, Fred Maxson and Ben Silver. One of the men bore a long scar upon his right cheek. Jim parted the old hermit's matted beard and found the answer to the mystery of Antelope Mountain. The two men who had posed as capitalists so many years ago were murderers looking for a good place to hide out. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Blockade Runner, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.